Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Monday, April 14, 2008. A Palestinian woman dies due to the Israeli siege on Gaza, while in the West Bank, Israeli settlers attack farmers. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Medical sources in Gaza City reported that one Palestinian patient died on Monday midday, succumbing to chronic illness. Soha Al-Jambas, 22, had cancer and had applied several times to leave the Gaza Strip for medical care, but her request had been refused by the Israeli army. The death of Al-Jambas brings the number of Palestinian patients who died in Gaza due to the Israeli siege to 133. With reports of many more facing death due to the Western-backed Israeli siege. The Israeli army has placed the Gaza Strip under total siege since June 2007, leaving the 1.5 million Gazans lacking fuel, medicine, food and water. Earlier on Monday morning, a Palestinian resistance group announced that its fighters attacked an Israeli army patrol at the central Gaza-Israel borders. The Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, claimed responsibility for the attack, and said it comes as a response to the Israeli army attacks and continual siege on Gaza. The Israeli army reported no injuries or damage among its troops. Also today, a group of radical Israeli settlers from the settlement of Efrat attacked Palestinian farmers from the nearby village of Al-Ma'sara, located near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. The farmers said that they were farming their lands when a group of at least 15 settlers using rocks and batons attacked them. The farmers added that the Israeli soldiers were protecting the settlers. Moreover, when the farmers did not leave as the settlers wanted, the soldiers told the farmers that the only way to stop the settlers from attacking them was for them to leave their lands. The farmers refused and the settlers eventually left. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Ishmawi.